With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah. Hello and welcome along to episode 265 of Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Rightchord Music. And if you've never listened before, let me explain just a little bit about the show. What we do very simply is we play incredible new music, and that music is sourced from our inbox and also from Squall, our influencer marketing platform. And if we love it, we play it. And the whole point really of Lost on Radio, as the name may suggest, is to kind of surface the music that maybe gets lost on radio or pushed to a late night fringes, the kind of music that is often overlooked simply because there isn't a big record label or a team of pluggers or promoters pushing it to those stations. We kind of cut all that out. So if we love it, we play it. We dot around the genres. We've been going since 2010 or 2011, quite a long time. This is our 265th show. So there's a ton of music to discover. You can check it out on all good podcast players. You can check out all the links to all the artists we've ever featured on rightchordmusic.com or .co.uk. It takes you to the same place. Click on the podcast tab and away you go. We also have a Spotify playlist as well. So if you love the music but don't really need all the chat, then it's just a growing playlist. So hit shuffle and you can hear all the music we've included on the show. It's about 400, 500 tracks on there. So lots and lots of music to discover. And you might just find your favourite new artist. Who knows? All right, coming up on today's show, we have a debut single. We have an exclusive first play of a song anywhere in the world, which is really exciting. We have a couple of old favourites. And we also have some brand new artists. We're going to dot around the world, really. We've got music from London in the UK, Coventry in the UK, New York and beyond. And we're also going to feature two of our 18 of 2018. So end of last year, we kind of pulled together our favourite artist of the year. And we've got two of those coming up on the show. So lots and lots of great new music. We're going to start in London with an artist called Jay Marwaha. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. M-A-R-W-A-H-A, right? Marwaha. The track is called Sitting in the Park, and this is absolutely perfect for the weather. I don't know what it's like where you're listening, but in London recently, it's been pretty beautiful. Sunshine, it's getting warmer. You can just feel the kind of summer arriving. So what better than to kick back and listen to this track? It's kind of got this beautiful old school kind of hip hop vibe about it, with a heavy, heavy dose of soul as well. Reminded me a little bit of Finley Quay, must be said. So this is his debut single. It's taken from his upcoming record, which is called It Was Fun While It Lasted, which is coming soon. Can't wait to hear more on that. But yeah, until now, until then, this is Sitting in the Park by Jay Marwaha.
Loitering like
like an empty. Will you ever notice me?
Do you see me in your dream?
Am I a crazy fool? Infatuated by you? I don't even know your name. Yet I wait at the same place every day to see you all play. I wish I had the courage to talk to you. I'm always sitting in the park. Rushing by, staring down at your phone. Will you ever stop to see me?
Baby, will you see me?
I sit patiently just to see your face. You're the most beautiful one I've ever seen. Even when you frown, when the rain's pouring down, it's really kind of cute. I just want you to know. On the park bench, oh so timidly, pretend to stare at my mobile, cause it's so cringy that I wait around for you. I promise I don't do this usually, but you brought up my day, even if I don't know your name. I'm always sitting in the park.
Love that. Just need to kind of get a big cold drink and to sit down whenever you listen to that song, I think. Right, coming up next, we're going to play an old Rightcore Music favourite. His name is Stylus Boy, and it's great to have him back on the show. Those of you who have followed our travails over the years may well remember a good few years ago, we used to do a thing called the Google, what we called it, the Hangout Sessions. If you remember Google Hangouts, they've kind of now just become like almost like a Skype call. But back then, there was a time when they were really trying to push it as a way of sharing video and music. So we had these online streaming gigs which were plugged into our website and streaming to the world. And it was kind of ahead of its time in the sense that no one else was really doing it. The technology was a little bit dodge, I'll be honest, but we had some amazing shows and some amazing artists. And Stylus Boy always used to host those shows and always played a first couple of tracks of every night. And it was wonderful and it was glorious. So it's great to have him back. Let me tell you a bit more about Stylus Boy. He's a Coventry-based singer-songwriter. If you're outside of the UK and have no idea where Coventry is, it's kind of just kind of the Midlands, so just north of London, let's say that. This track we're going to play is called Out Upon the Ocean. It's the title track from his EP. It's a collection of four songs. It's out now on Spotify. And this lead track is going to be taken from his second album called Roots, which is set for release in September. And it's a story of two lovers separated by the ocean. It's a beautiful lyrics and harmonies and just all-round goodness from Stylus Boy as always. It features some long-term collaborators, some names I recognise from previous releases, as John Parker, I think that is. Yeah, John Parker from Nisloppy. Do you remember that JCB song a couple of years ago? He's on double bass. There's Tim Bowles on drums, Wes Finch on electric guitar, who actually I think played at one of our RCM takeover sessions or hangout session festivals, I think, way back in the day, and Holly Hewitt on harmonies as well. So lots going on. Yeah, there's a couple of other tracks you need to look out for on the EP. Embrace of You is unreleased and brand new. And there's also two live tracks which were recorded from a show he played at the Green Note in London. So go and check it out. I'm going to include the link in the show notes. And I say you can obviously listen to the Spotify playlist and click through to hear the rest of EP as well. So Stylist Boy, Out Upon the Ocean on Lost on Radio.
He looks out upon the ocean, out upon the seas. The clouds are turning black now, he can feel it in the breeze. Oh, she's on his heart. He looks up at his tower, his stake in the ground. It's time to climb this tower and fight the battle now. Oh, she's on his heart. It's been so long since we were together. Whoa. Out upon the seas, the clouds are turning black now, she can feel it in the breeze. Oh, he's on her heart. It's time to raise the anchor and set the sail high. Time to head for home and see the apple of her eye. Oh, he's on her heart. It's been so long since we were together. Whoa.
Stylist Boy back on Lost on Radio, and we've got another familiar artist, Katie Brooks. She was one of our 18 of 2018 artists, and I remember hearing her first single and was just absolutely blown away. It's kind of crazy to think of a female artist being compared to Jeff Buckley, but there was definitely something about that first track which kind of made sense as a comparison. This not so much, but I think it's still absolutely amazing. I love this track. It's one of those songs where you listen to it and you just kind of feel like you just need to be sharing it with everyone you know, and just kind of singing it over and over in your head as well. It's about kind of this idea of actions speak louder than words. So saying you love someone is not enough. It's about what you do and how you show your love which is really important. I think that's it's a lovely sentiment, isn't it, really? And something I'm sure that we can all relate to and have all been guilty of at some point. She had a really interesting past, Katie Brooks. She grew up in a cult, and you can imagine it was a fairly chaotic childhood, and found refuge in music. I think she also at one point turned down a place at the Brooks School, Brit School Music and Academy, because her mum was ill at the time and then and died subsequently. So lots of kind of battles and challenges kind of in her way, but she's kind of come through that. And I'm sure that's kind of really driven her to make the music she makes today. But it's absolutely beautiful. And yeah, it's an absolute privilege to have Katie Brooks on Lost on Radio. This track is called All of Me.
In the dark of the sea, where I found you, and you found me endlessly. Trembling hands and arms that held so tight, a part of you and a part of me never felt so right. So why'd you walk away when you tell me you never felt this way? 'Cause I could've given you all of me, all of me, all of me to your loving arms. And if you don't want me to go, then baby you gotta let me know. 'Cause I've been saving all of me, all of me, all of me for your loving arms. Girl, I wasn't ready for your heavenliness, 'cause never have I let a love like this one in. Maybe we should take it still. With this love we made, well, I can wait, I won't break, but darling, just tell me straight.
Regular listeners to the show will also recognise this next band. They're called Yawn, and they consistently put out great music, which is why they're back on the show. They're on a mission to release three singles in a month. We played the last single, which was called New Life, on episode 263, so just two shows ago. And they are back with their second of the three. This track is called Gotta Wanna Get Something Going, right? Yeah, it's brilliant, as always, from Yawn. So without further ado, let's play it.
taking it, facing each day one by one. When you're hot, treading water not to drown, then you're chasing it, ready or not. If you're gonna fix the game, then get away with it. If you're going in too cold, then maybe not. If the water gets too hot, then do away with it, or give it a shot. If you wanna last longer, then you gotta get something going. If you're gonna come back stronger, then you gotta get something going. So you say you're far too proud to be involved with it. Look, a gift was in the mouth, we're heaven sent.
We have a brand new artist for Lost on Radio and Right Cool Music. His name is Dylan White, and the track is Get Back at That. And this is exciting because this is the first ever play of this track anywhere. It's not even out yet. It's not out until tomorrow. It's going to be on Spotify and, of course, all good streaming services. But we've managed to get the exclusive first play. Let me tell you a little bit about Dylan White. He was born in the Philippines, grew up in California, and then moved to New York, where he is now. He's been there for 5 years. And in that time, he's been, well, just kind of honing his craft, writing, producing music, and playing a ton of instruments, and also making a ton of content as well. He's a bit of an Instagrammer, an all-round independent artist, I guess, for the kind of modern generation. And the first time I heard this song, it kind of took me back to that Gwen Stefani song, All About Girl. This is maybe like an updated version in my mind. It's a revenge song, but it's kind of that song without sugar. I said on the Right Cool Music blog, and I was writing about this track, but it feels like an anthem for a generation built up on direct messages, ghosting, and kind of swipe left culture. You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of this guy, I don't think. He'll probably write a song about it. Yeah, so what do you think of this? This is Dylan White, an exclusive first ever play of Get Back at That.
Red Rover, send your motherfucking ass right over.
Need to wash your mouth out. How much should you speak? Keep it cute and simple. Won't pop off on the street.
Keep you on your toes like a fucking ballerina. Watching your back like you're feeding ass on Tina. Show up at your dog, call order subpoena. Get you so scared you wanna move to North Korea.
I'ma fuck your friends. fucking crazy. Talking certifiably. Try and see who I really be. Destroy your credibility with my mental spree. Lack of decency, destructo tendencies. Stop cordially, this be my victory. Don't think rationally, this gon' be a mess.
We have time for one more track this week, and it's by Anna Wolf. It's called Silence, and we've been playing it for the last couple of weeks because I just think it's A, brilliant, and also B, kind of pretty important. This month, May, if you're listening in real time, is Mental Health Awareness Month. If you're not listening to this during May, it doesn't really matter. It's still a great song, but let me tell you the story behind this song and it make a bit more sense to you. Silence is about Anna's own personal struggle with anxiety. There's a lyric in the track you're about to hear, and it says, I've got a million voices screaming in my head, right? That's about her anxiety, which started in her childhood when she witnessed domestic violence. She kind of felt compelled to kind of get this song out into the world. As part of the promotion around this track, she's been inviting her followers on Instagram to actually share the voices screaming in their head as well. So if you use the hashtag silence anxiety, or just go to The Real Anna Wolf on Instagram, you'll see all these posts, these pictures of people holding up pieces of paper, displaying their anxieties. I think it's a really, really good campaign and a really brave idea. And it's great to raise the awareness of anxiety and mental health issues generally. Did you know that 1 in 10 people are likely to suffer a disabling anxiety disorder at some point in their life? So this is an issue that affects so many people, which is why it's so important. So yeah, enjoy this. This is Anna Wolf and Silence. Until next week, this has been Lost on Radio from Rightcore Music.
I ran so fast through the jungle to try and find whatever my footsteps might have left behind. Gold mines, snakes and ladders. I found big balloons floating by. Your mom says hi. I got a million voices screaming in my head like a Narnia dress. Through the jungle to get away, leaving behind the old me and change my name. I found gold mines, snakes and ladders. I found big balloons floating by. Your mom says hi. I got a million buses screaming.
back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.